From 90.9 WBUR, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. For years, a 78-year-old water fountain for dogs was hidden in plain sight on the Esplanade in Boston. The Lotta Fountain is a tribute to an animal lover who was a leading actress of the late 19th century. While the sculpture will be harder to miss after a restoration unveiled last week, WBUR's Elizabeth Gillis reports on the fountain's little-known origins.
A five-minute walk from the Hatchell, the Lotta Fountain for years was hidden by overgrown trees, and its ground-level basin, built for thirsty pets, sat dry. Sandy Singer sits on a bench with her Cocker Spaniel mix, Daisy.
I go to the concerts on the Esplanade, but I never knew about this water fountain.
Singer is not alone in her surprise at the fountain's very existence.
It's a really sweet little gem that has been often overlooked.
Tani Marinovich is the executive director of the Esplanade Association, which worked with the Parks Department to restore the fountain.
But there's a really great story behind the Lotta Fountain about Lotta Crabtree.
Lotta Crabtree was a famous vaudeville performer in the late 19th century. By the age of 8, she was touring around mining camps in California. She became a stage actress, and after a long and successful career, Crabtree retired to Boston. She never married, never had kids, and when she died, she left more than half of her $4 million fortune to charity. Some of that money went to create a fund for animals, which allowed the city to build the Lotta Fountain.
Because she was really before her time taking care of animals.
The fountain was designed to provide water for people, dogs, birds, and even horses. And it was another self-made female artist who designed the top of the fountain. Her name is Catherine Lane Weems, and you may recognize her work. She designed the rhinos in front of the Harvard Science Museums and the dolphins by the aquarium. When the Lotta Fountain needed a design, Weems was a natural choice, says Caroline Cole, curator at the Museum of Fine Arts.
She has a little something in common with Lotta Crabtree in that she was a working woman, a career artist, and she married very late in life.
The statue that sits at the top of the fountain's base was actually modeled after Cole's own dog, a Schipperke named Poulette.
It sort of sits at attention, and the fountain itself has a very subtle Art Deco flavor to it.
Cole says the geometric lines and unique font on the fountain are rare for Boston.
The font, the subtle ways that it is stylized, I think add to its unique spirit on the Esplanade, and I think underscores this really interesting story of the woman who funded the project and Catherine Lane Weems, who provided the artwork that was incorporated into it.
Back at the fountain, the Esplanade Association board chair, Alexi Conine, says with all this history, she's excited to see the water once again flowing and the fountain restored.
It's been one of the cultural gems on the Esplanade that's been, you know, fallen into disrepair, and everyone goes by and thinks, oh, this could be so beautiful, and now it is.
So today's dogs and their owners can once again benefit from the charity of a turn-of-the-century vaudeville star. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Elizabeth Gillis.
To see a video history of the dog fountain, go to The Artery, your arts and culture destination at WBUR.org.